song, let a song arise.
Today we enter into a prophetic narrow place. Tim Karskatten here, Christian Center Shreveport, on our Shabbat Shalom podcast. Let's talk about the day we're in.
Let faith arise beyond what I see.
Well, welcome to our Shabbat Shalom podcast. It's Friday, July 10, 2020. If you're listening on schedule, some of you guys are just amazing. You listen every day on schedule. You comment. I do read those comments that you put on the Podbean app. Don't have access to the others, but thank you for doing those. It kind of gives me an insight. People are listening and what it means to them. And again, thanks for sharing this podcast with your friends. We know that we're in a very important season prophetically. It's very important that we do enter into the rest of the Lord. It's no time to be bound with fear and with so much fear mongering going on by the media and by many others. It's a place of refuge to enter into the rest of the Lord and know that He's already provided a way out of the situation and has plans for the future. He is not bound to this moment. He is looking to the future because He's already seen it. He's already written it. He's already prepared a way for us. He's predestined breakthroughs for us. And all we have to do is walk out in obedience. And I want to encourage each one of you, this is a season of obedience. As you do, God is going to make a way for you where there doesn't seem to be a way. And I just want to encourage you. Also, last night on our Zoom FaceTime we did on our Pipeline Intercession to the President page on Facebook, I'd encourage you to go watch that. We had some prayer directives from prophetic to pray for our president. If you're not a part of that, just go to that page. If you don't do Facebook, you can just email us at pip@christiancentersreport.com, and we'll let you join the group that way. Well, okay, I want to talk about a few things today on the calendar. Number one, it's Tammuz 17, and I'll get to that at the end of the podcast. But right now, I want to bring up some prophetic that I was given back in 2016 that is apparently coming to pass right now. Some things about the prophetic you got to understand is they're timeless if they're from the Lord. And you sometimes wonder when you prophesy, well, I never really saw that and must have missed it. And I actually had really forgotten about this word for the most part. I remember when I had it, it was a powerful encounter, a vision I had. But then somebody emailed the church and then began to, and my assistant, media assistant, sent it to me. And so I read it again. And I guess, wow, it's happening right now. And this was given to me on July 3rd, 2016, which is prior to the president being elected and the day before Independence Day, which I didn't even realize what that meant, because I'll talk about that at the end of the podcast as well. But in this vision, I saw the winds of change. If some of you know our ministry, this is something we've been working with for many years, since the late 90s. This angelic realm that comes, one big one that really is called the wind of change, but it brings shifts in the earth. But this is for America, you and the nations listen in, because I want you to pray into this, but also have some stuff for you at the end of the podcast. But I wrote this, I declared this, and we wrote it, we put it out there, but it says the winds of change are coming to America. Is that not happening right now? It will uproot many things, the Lord says, and it will plant many things as well. But get ready. There will be many things that will be uprooted that seems to be established on truth, but were established on a lie. And you will see this come upon the land. And this is a season of exposure. Now, this isn't the word I had then, but this is a season of exposure like I've never seen. Many things that we thought were true end up being lies, and people that we thought were truthful or end up being liars, and on it goes. So this is God sending the winds of change. And then the Lord gave me Chicago would be a sign. It says, watch Chicago, the Lord says. There will be things that happen in Chicago that will sweep across that city. For they have declared they are doing justice, but they have not, the Lord says. There will be corruption found in that city so deep that you thought you have seen before, but it will have a level never seen. It will be at a level that's never been seen before. It will be exposed, and the Lord will remove those who are hiding behind the walls of protection of corruption. There will be a sign as Chicago has a wind of change that will begin to sweep across the land. For it is the heartland, and the heart must change, the Lord says. And as it changes, the wind will begin to breathe out the life and the breath of God and the life and blood of God to the very arteries of this nation. Now, we have seen that recently. Chicago's corruption in the city government is just unbelievable. I don't want to get into all that. The city council is struggling. People are being shot in Chicago. One weekend, over 100 people shot. On and on I go. The corruption of the police department working with the mayor. And I don't even want to spend time on that, but I just want you to catch this. This word is coming to pass. And don't focus on the corruption as much as you focus on the sign that God is going to bring the winds of change from that heartland, and the life is going to go into the land. So we declare that out of Chicago, that it will begin there and move out. And then I had a word about the Mississippi River. It said, watch the Mississippi River, the Lord says, for there where the headwaters are in Minnesota to the Gulf of Mexico, all along this line will be a move of my spirit. It will begin to shake the region like never before. Watch as riots and violence break out all along the river to be a sign that God is coming and darkness is convulsing. So don't be upset by what you see, because it will have the Spirit of the Lord moving across that line, east to west. The Lord says, watch east to west. Watch my move. For the west has been known to set the tenure of your nation, but the Lord says now, from the east will be a move. There will be a movement from the Carolinas to California. There will be a move and a cry of my spirit that will come. There is a shaking coming. Don't judge by what you see in the natural to determine the shaking, for the shaking will come in places that you will not been seen at first, but will crumble later. They will look as though they are getting away with sin, but what will happen is that they will later crumble right before your eyes, and then God will begin building in the land. And then I saw God blow his breath like a shofar across the land to declare fruitfulness and promise. Our duty is to not pray focused on the results, but to pray in faith. Now, these are strong words because God is going to do that. And I gave a word recently also. I had a dream about the Midwest and up the river, a shaking coming. And it was so much so that you had to watch the news to know more about it. And then here we prophesied the riots and so forth all along. And of course, we know it started in Minnesota at the headwaters where the shaking, where this whole violence thing broke out in America with the killing of George Floyd by that police officer, tragedy. And then we've seen it come down. St. Louis had riots. We've come all the way down this whole area where God is moving. So that's a sign where God's going to pour out his spirit as well. So, and the enemy is convulsing right now because the glory is coming. You got to understand that when you see darkness like this, it's the Lord's glory that's coming on the earth, and we celebrate what God's doing. So we'll put that on our Christian Center Facebook page. I'll reprint that. I'm not trying to say, wow, I was accurate. I'm beginning to wonder for 4 years whether I was accurate or not. And now it's coming to pass, and God is faithful to his word. He watches over it. And there is a way, if we declare destruction, things like this, riots, so forth, God has to have a redemptive purpose and return it for good, in which this is beginning to happen right now. So thank you for listening to that. I'd like to talk now about the narrow place. We introduced the podcast today because it is the 17th day of Tammuz. And in the Hebrew, it has a term, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, Bien HaMetzarim, which means between the straits. And it's like a boat, a ship that goes through a narrow place. And it can get grounded if it's not careful, because the land masses on either side are precarious and come near the boat, and then you're stuck. This is a time in Jewish history where the destruction of both temples is commemorated, and they mourn for it. But there's also some good things that happened during this time. But this is a very mourning place, where it was a time that when Moses came off Mount Sinai and he came down, he found the people worshiping the golden calf, which caused him to break the tablets of the law. And so it's no doubt here why we look at this. When God has given you something good and providing for you directions and answers for the future, and then he finds his people worshiping other gods, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes. And we have to be really careful that we're worshiping God and being thankful for him, what he's provided for us in this season. And believe it or not, God is providing for us right now in everything that we're going through. And I read this article, and I'll pull some of the stuff I read out of it about this day. And, you know, rabbinical Jews, they call this the passing through the straits, which is a dangerous, and with all measures have to be taken to ensure the passage through, a safe passage through. Because, you know, this is a time when the enemy tries to breach the walls and come against us and come against the things of God and destroy what has been built in the past season. So this is a prophetic warning for you. Look, if you've worked hard to build, do not let the enemy breach your walls this season. Be on the lookout. Be a watchman. Be an intercessor praying. So we have this, what we call 3 weeks of these straits squeezing us through and coming to what we call the ninth of Av, which is the next month on the Hebrew calendar. And that's a very ominous day as well. I won't go into that, of all the things that happen on day. I'll talk about that on another podcast. So we have to go through this narrow place properly. 3 weeks. I'm giving you a prophetic warning. Let's watch the next 3 weeks. That'll take us up to July 30, 31, right in there. So we need to be on alert. And I gave you a word that July was going to be hot with fiery trials, but the glory's going to be here. I want you to catch this. God is going to be with us in the midst of that. You know, another fascinating fact on this article talks about, is that on the 17th day of Tammuz in July 4th in 1776 was the day that, you know, America was birthed and the Declaration of Independence was birthed. A word was written down, just like the law was given to Moses. It's not equal to that. Believe me, we're not worshiping this document. But it did say this: we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and that we are endowed, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and among them are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of the divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred. And this was the declaration that these 56 men made. And they said that our liberty is granted to the people by God and not by man. And here we are worshiping government all around the world. People are turning from God and his government and turning to a God of government for provision, for answers, for declarations. And we're seeing that all around the world. Europe, you've been going through it for a long time. Other nations been going through it for quite a while. America, we are convulsing right now. Just like that prophecy I said earlier was happening. The enemy is convulsing. And so on the very day that looks like Moses broke his tablets that the Lord gave him, America was writing the document some 200 plus years ago, giving us liberty that comes from God. And now we're rebelling against those words that God helped us write, and we're turning away and we're embracing strange gods, lawlessness and false liberty. And they're really, it's a quest to be free, but we're racing down a path that brings us under tyranny. And we're seeing that all around the world. And this is where we got to walk with the Lord in the midst of all this. And I want to decree one thing out of John and just declare this over you right now. It's in John chapter 8, and it says, "Then Jesus said to them and the Jews who believed him, 'If you abide in my word, and you are my disciples, indeed you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.' They answered him, 'We are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free. And Jesus answered them, said, most assuredly, I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave to sin, and a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. So no government is going to make us free. God is the one who gives us our freedom. And I just speak that over you today on this Shabbat Shalom podcast, that you have the freedom of the Lord because of what he's done for you, not because of what men have done and what institutions have done. We will not rely on the religion of government, the religion of science, the religion of statistics. We will put our reliance upon the Lord as we go through this narrow place these next 3 weeks. Be vigilant during this time. Press in. Have your eyes open. Intercessors, pray like you've never prayed before. Be on the wall. God is going to be our champion in this season. We trust him fully. All right, we love you guys. See you next week as we start some new topics. Tim Karskaden again here on the end of the podcast. I want to remind you what we talked about earlier. We started a new intercessory ministry called Pipeline Intercession for the President. If you go to Facebook and in the search engine, type that in, you'll find our new page, and you can apply there if you want to be part of the team. We ask you to answer those questions that we have that really helps us know where everybody's coming from and why they're in the ministry and why they wanted to be a part of this, and we'll respond to you. Also, don't forget to follow us on all our Facebook, Instagram, YouTube pages, and follow our ministry from Christian Center Shreveport. Okay, guys, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.